Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Where you shop, do they have bags of sprouts? They look like new bean sprout, new shoots. And if you've not added sprouts to your meals, to your sandwiches, to your salads, well, here's why you should. And we're going to hear it from an expert on the subject, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Susan, welcome to the show as usual. And would you please share with the people some things about sprouts and maybe even how they can create their own and some of the better ones?
Absolutely. I could talk about this, Michael, for hours. So I wish we had longer time, but ever since I was a teenager, growing and eating sprouts has been one of my greatest passions. And there's so many reasons to become a kitchen gardener. Quickly, economically, you take a tablespoon of seeds costing less than 50 cents, and it will fill a quart jar, if you use the glass jars, with delicious, ready-to-eat sprouts. And they're so nutritious for your body because they're more, let's say broccoli sprouts, are more nutritious than the mature plant. And the latest study done at Johns Hopkins said that eating a quarter of a cup of broccoli sprouts a day will cut your cancer risk in half. Other reasons to grow sprouts are they're very economical, cost less than most foods, and you don't have to contend with the sun and bugs and pesticides out in your garden. You can grow them year-round. If you get organic seeds, they're toxin-free. They're easy to store. They're low in calories and fat. They're high in nutritional value. They're tasty and versatile. And they are so simple, easy, and fast to grow. And I'll just mention this quickly. On my homepage of my website, and you know it's my name, SusanSmithJones.com. It says get two free ebooks. But what you don't, and one is The Curative Kitchen, and I talk about sprouts there. The other is Detoxify and Rejuvenate. But what you don't know till you click on get two free ebooks is you're actually going to get two more. You get a third, and these are all full color, all about sprouts and how to grow them. And I'm never without sprouts growing on my kitchen counter. And you get a fourth book, which is a full-color recipe book. And you get all this free just on the homepage.
That is fabulous. You know, people, you know, in listening to you, what occurred to me is that everybody should have jars of seeds. You know, maybe the old little baby jars cleaned out, full of seeds, sealed. That way they have emergency rations in the event that they need storage foods. And in the dead of winter, this is something you could make, and it would give you vitality and energy and chlorophyll and blood purification and just fabulous. One of my favorite sprouts, aside from mung bean and wheatgrass, radishes. I love spicy. Maybe that's why I like spicy people. I like spicy foods. And
I'm going to call you the spice man.
You know, well, growing up in Texas, you know, from the latter part of my life, and it's really getting into the Tex-Mex cuisine as well as the New Mexican cuisine, which is actually different, even though they're both Mexican food per se. Tex-Mex and New Mex Mexican food are different. And in both instances, there's lots of spices.
Let me mention that, again, I'm very lucky where I live because every week I can go to year-round a farmer's market, and most of my farmer's market have fresh sprouts. That's where I send my clients. I like to grow them because they're so beautiful to grow. And, you know, I mentioned a moment ago about ecological. Because sprouts are such a nutritional powerhouse, keep in mind that their food value is much higher than most other foods per unit of production cost. And this conserves energy, it saves processing, packaging, and storage costs. It also avoids the denaturing and toxic buildup of the food itself. But if you go to a supermarket to buy sprouts, find out from the produce manager the delivery day, and go that day, and remember that they usually put the freshest in the back, and they usually have an expiration date on it. So you always want to choose from the back and check out the expiration date, because you want to get the freshest that you can if you're not going to grow them at home. And by the way, it takes about 3 minutes a day to grow fresh sprouts, and kids love to do it. I taught a neighbor up the block, Betty, who's she's almost 85 now, how to grow sprouts, and she took to it like a, what do I want to say, like a butterfly to a buddleia plant, you know, that's a butterfly plant. And now she grows them all the time and gives them away to neighbors on the block. She loves doing this.
That's fabulous. You know, and I think everybody should grow sprouts. I know we used to do that. We've, you know, gotten out of the habit because of different things and so much going on. But it really is something that everybody should do. They even sell special little sprouting trays that you could buy. They have sprouting jars. They have starter kit. I think sprouting is just a brilliant thing to do, a very incredibly healthy thing to do.
And you about a superfood, Michael. I don't think there's any superfood that can give you, maybe aside from spirulina, which about 500 studies have shown that it's the most nutrient-rich food on planet Earth. But right there, right next to the spirulina, I would say sprouts, because they're all of the nutritional value of the seed comes to life when you germinate it and you soak it, and then you sit it out on your counter. And, you know, and that's why, for example, I said broccoli sprouts is so much higher in nutritional value than the, and it takes 4 days to grow a huge quart jar of them. And it takes about 77 days, and you contend with heat and pesticides and bugs in your garden to grow the mature plant.
You know, I'm glad you brought up that point about how long it takes, because that was one of the questions I had written down, because I was trying to remember. I thought it was such a very quick time frame. So 4 days. So from a different point of view, if people put up 6 or 7 different sprouts, they could have a sprout salad that would be probably more nutritious than a regular house salad in a restaurant that has, because usually the house salads in restaurants, unless you request romaine, are going to come with iceberg lettuce. In fact, there's this whole new movement now
and
towards
tomato.
A wedge. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely
I know.
Crazy.
And my book that's all about sprouts you can get free is called Nature's Superb Superfoods. And it's all about every different kind of sprout, how to grow them, the time to germinate, you know, and pictures of them full color. It's absolutely beautiful.
There you go. And to get a free copy, go to SusanSmithJones.com. And there it is. And there's nothing better than knowledge to help you grow in every way, shape, and form you can think of, which is why another site I would recommend would be Inner Health Books, and that's INNER. There's a bunch of books to help you grow from a different point of view, growing your mind and letting ideas and enthusiasm sprout and bring forth life. You've been listening to both Susan Smith Jones, who is, like I said, my favorite friend and co-host, and I'm Michael Schwartz, and you've been listening to Radio MD. Stay well.